Hello, my name is Dr. Kapil D. Sethi. I'm a professor of neurology at the Medical College of Georgia. Welcome to Medscape Neurology section on movement disorders. Today I'd like to highlight a paper published by Ferrioli et al. In Archives of Neurology, February 2010. They describe a young woman with psychiatric disturbances followed by seizures and a somewhat characteristic movement disorders with features of dystonia, catatonia, and stereotypy. The anti-NMDA receptor antibodies were elevated in the serum as well as in the CSF. The CT scan of the pelvis and ultrasound of the pelvis was normal, but magnetic resonance imaging showed a small tumor that was shown to be teratoma at surgery. Removal of the tumor with administration of methylprednisone resulted in gradual improvement, and patient was able to return to work after several weeks. The entity of anti-NMDA receptor-mediated antibody syndrome has been described increasingly over the last 3 to 4 years. The syndrome is not limited to women, although most of the cases occur in females who have ovarian teratomas. Sometimes these teratomas are not obvious even on magnetic resonance imaging, and an exploration of the ovaries is necessary to find the tumor. The syndrome can occur in boys or men in association with testicular teratomas as well. Fortunately, not everybody has a tumor. It can occur as a post-infectious phenomenon. The post-infectious variety is more likely to occur in children, and in these cases, it can be recurrent. The children can experience a recurrence after many years of recovery from the initial episode. The recognition of this syndrome is important because, if unrecognized, it often leads to a fatal outcome. If you have any questions or comments about this, please don't hesitate to post it on the blog. Thank you. This was Dr. Sethi.